my shoes and out the door. 5, I'm alive. 6, 7, 8, feeling great.
Hello, BYWG Tribe. This is Dr. Noah. We wanted to make you aware of our never-before-featured Product of the Month and newly released Book of the Month for April 2018. Keep in mind, all the links, discount codes, and special offers for the product and book will be listed in the show notes in iTunes, in our weekly newsletter, and on our website at www.beyondyourwildestgenes.com at the Listen Now tab. Our product of the month is Mother Dirt. Mother Dirt is a line of biome-friendly personal care products focused on restoring and maintaining the delicate balance of the skin biome. Our book of the month is Breathe, the simple, revolutionary 14-day program to improve your mental and physical health by Dr. Belisa Vranich. Both Jasmina from Mother Dirt and Dr. Belisa Vranich discussing her newest book can be heard on the Beyond Your Wildest Genes podcast during the month of April.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Noah here with you today discussing the top 10 goddess foods for women. Don't worry, Superman. I'll be doing one for you guys as well. The information discussed today is just a small portion of what is discussed in the entire Getting to Goddess program. I could have easily chosen 15 to 20 goddess foods, but declined and decided to focus on the 10 that give you the biggest bang for your buck. Number one is grass-fed beef. Grass-fed beef is obviously high in protein, healthy fats, including CLA, conjugated linoleic acid, which in some studies have shown to be anti-cancer and help people lose weight. Grass-fed beef is also high in zinc, selenium, and B vitamins. The key here is the beef being grass-fed and pasture-finished. This will keep the fat profile healthy, which is so important. Other than your local farmers market or Whole Foods, we love Butcher Box Delivery Service and U.S. Wellness Meats for grass-fed beef. Number two is wild-caught salmon. Wild-caught is very important here. There is a significant amount more of nutrients in wild versus farm-raised. And farm-raised usually has more heavy metals. In stores, most stores have to use dyes to keep it looking pinkish-red and fresh. Disgusting. Salmon is high in protein, healthy omega-3s, B12, vitamin D3 as a food source, iodine, as is most fish, and selenium, which helps to avoid mercury toxicity, along with other several key nutrients and antioxidants, like the super powerful astaxanthin. My favorite way to purchase salmon is at Trader Joe's. They have several types of flash frozen salmon that are incredible. Number three is avocados. 77% of the calories in avocados are from fat. Heart healthy and anti-inflammatory monounsaturated fatty acids. Avocados are also high in fiber and several vitamins and minerals such as vitamin K, folate, potassium, and vitamin A. The smaller Hass avocados and the Florida avocados are both equally nutritious, but they do have different textures, subtle flavors, and nutrient profiles. My tips to having great fresh, ripe avocados available at all times are: when you go to the supermarket, purchase 4 to 6 of the hardest, greenest avocados that you can find. Put them in your fruit bowl and let them sit there until they're soft but a little bit firm to the touch. Once they reach this point, place them in your fridge. Once there, they'll stay, won't ripen any longer for several days to up to even a week. Then you'll always have fresh avocados right at your fingertips. Number four is the cruciferous family of vegetables: cauliflower, cabbage, broccoli, kale, and collards, to name a few. These veggies are low in sugar, high in fiber, and a great source of beta carotene, vitamin C, folate, phytonutrients, antioxidants, potassium, and fit well into a keto, fat-adapted lifestyle. They are also high in indole-3 carbinol, which has strong anti-cancer properties. These vegetables are also the most easily fermentable to increase their nutrient value in probiotic capacity. Number five is our one and only berry, the raspberry. Raspberries are high in antioxidants, low in sugar for fruit, and high in fiber. Ellagic acid in raspberries have been shown to prevent cancer and its spread. They are very high in water, phytonutrients, and antioxidants. For the goddess in particular, raspberries and raspberry leaf tea have been found to be effective in decreasing menstrual flow and cramps during the menstrual cycle. Number six is flax seeds. They are a great source of plant-based omega-3 fatty acids called ALA or alpha-linoleic acid. Flax seeds are high in soluble and insoluble fibers that are very helpful for digestive health and to help relieve occasional constipation. Flax seeds are high in magnesium, which you all know is very difficult to find in most foods today. Flax seeds are also high in lignans, a polyphenol antioxidant that has profound health implications for both men and particularly women. Lignans have antiviral and antibacterial capabilities. They also have estrogenic capabilities that may be beneficial for menopausal women. Lignans may also help reduce the risk of osteoporosis, just terrible in women in older age, and maintain cycle regularity. When I interviewed Sayer G for the Longevity and Anti-Aging Project, this is one of the foods he brought up. My tip here is to purchase whole organic flax seeds, buy a small coffee grinder, and grind them and consume 1 to 3 tablespoons daily. Number seven is asparagus. Here is a great veggie that needs to be in your regular diet. Asparagus contains anti-inflammatory compounds. These include saponins and the flavonoids, quercetin, rutin, lanthanol, and isohamnitin. Asparagus also contains vitamin K, which is a potent bone health regulator. Interestingly, asparagus also contains the three amino acids, glutamic acid, glycine, and cysteine, that combine into one molecule called glutathione, our most potent intracellular antioxidant that our body has and creates. This incredible veggie also has decent levels of vitamin C, vitamin A in the form of beta carotene, zinc, manganese, and selenium. Number eight is bone broth. Bone broth is exactly what it sounds. If you remember your mother or your grandmother slowly simmering an entire chicken in a pot for an entire day prior to making chicken soup, this is what I'm talking about. I can remember my mother doing this, and after it was cooled in the fridge, the soup would be like gelatin. And this is the liquid gold. Whether you purchase a multitude of great high-quality bone broths on the market, like our favorite, Kettle on Fire, or you make your own by gently simmering bones for 12 to 14 hours, making sure the bones you use are grass-fed and pasture-raised, which is a crucial addition to the goddess diet. Bone broth is rich in minerals that support the immune system and contain healing compounds like collagen, glutamine, glycine, and proline. The collagen in bone broth will heal your gut lining, reduce intestinal inflammation, and is incredible for skin health, youth, longevity, a glowing complexion, and joint health. The simplest way to make bone broth is to procure grass-fed bones from a cow, chicken, or pig, etc. Add them to a crock pot. Cover the bones about 1 inch with filtered water. Add a little sea salt and apple cider vinegar to help with mineral release and let this simmer for 12 to 24 hours on low. Strain, pour in glass jars, and drink a cup a day or use it to make your soups or even in your rices or cooked vegetables, etc. The options are incredible and enormous. Great additions are chicken or pig feet if you have a great source, such as U.S. Wellness Meat. You can even speed up the process if you use the new kitchen darling, the Instapot. Number nine is kefir or kefir, using either goat, cow, or coconut. Kefir is a fermented probiotic beverage that is very similar to the texture of drinkable yogurt. If you are drinking a dairy-based kefir, it will contain very bioavailable phosphorus, calcium, magnesium, vitamin D3, and K2, which are all crucial for bone health. This is incredibly important for women. In addition, it is a probiotic powerhouse with very potent beneficial bacteria. It is very easy to purchase, or better yet, make your own kefir using coconut water for a dairy-free version, or you can use my favorite version, goat milk. A great kefir starter can be found at bodyecology.com. Number 10, final goddess food in our top 10 list is my favorite, cacao or chocolate. Cacao is what chocolate is made from. It is extraordinarily high in antioxidants, magnesium, iron, zinc, caffeine, and healthy fats. We suggest 72% cacao content or higher to dramatically reduce sugar amount. Lindt has a delicious 90% dark chocolate bar, and Trader Joe's has an 85% dark chocolate bar that is fantastic. I sincerely hope you enjoyed this quick review of our top 10 goddess foods. For more information, check out our complete Getting to Goddess program or our four free amazing guides. Number 1, The Kitchen and Pantry Purge. Number 2, Top 10 Sleep Secrets. Number 3, The Getting to Goddess Essential Oil Guide. And number 4, The Stress Impact Assessment Tool. All links can be found in the show notes in iTunes and on our website at the Listen Now tab. Be awesome and never unawesome. Thank you for listening. This is Dr. Noah.